USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States has a responsibility to defend other NATO members. That's what President Biden told House Democrats while speaking in Philadelphia on Friday. Biden adding sending U.S. forces to fight in Ukraine would mark the start of World War III. Meanwhile, regarding domestic issues, the president addresses Republicans' arguments that his executive order that canceled the Keystone XL pipeline last year is one of the driving factors behind rising gas prices.
Biden said he's going to stop the Keystone pipeline, and I did. And that's the reason price went up. Folks, let's get something straight here. The Keystone Pipeline was 2 years away and had been 2% finished.
AAA reporting the national average for gasoline is $4.33 a gallon, a record high. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The president is continuing to take action against Russia.
The United States is moving to revoke Russia's most favored nation trade status in what President Biden called Friday morning another crushing blow against the country over its invasion of Ukraine.
Putin is an aggressor. He is the aggressor. And Putin must pay the price.
Thursday, President Putin threatened to nationalize all businesses that suspended operations in Russia, meaning if enacted, Russia will take over ownership of those businesses. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson will not be charged for sexual misconduct in Southeast Texas. A Harris County grand jury no-billed Watson Friday. Watson has long denied any wrongdoing after 20 massage therapists accused him of sexual assault or inappropriate actions during appointments. He's still being civilly sued, and the NFL is doing their own investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The trucker convoy is still impacting Canada.
Ottawa police say they're investigating a small number of officers who may have supported the Freedom Convoy trucker protests in the Canadian capital last month. According to the CBC, a data breach last month identified thousands of people who donated to the Freedom Convoy through the crowdfunding platform GiveSendGo. The CBC also reports that both Toronto and Ontario police launched internal investigations into officers who may have donated to the movement. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The black nationalist accused of deliberately driving through a Christmas parade and killing six people in Wisconsin will go to trial in October. Daryl Brooks Jr. appeared in court on Friday where a judge ruled his trial will start October 3rd. He has pleaded not guilty to over 70 charges. If found guilty of one of the six homicide charges, he'll spend the rest of his life in prison. Public school superintendents across Virginia are complaining and calling on Governor Glenn Youngkin to shut down a tip line for parents to report problems with what their kids are taught in class. The tip line also set up by the Republican governor's office to encourage parents to report if critical race theory is being taught in classrooms. Superintendent saying the tip line is discriminatory and divisive. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.